go.
Go DM him if you want one of these. All right, go ahead. We good?
This is another episode of the Comedy Reject Podcast brought to you by...
Do you want to tilt that down?
Still me. You're, like, terrible.
You want to tilt that down?
Tilt what down?
Your thing? So
this is how we're beginning the podcast, people. I am not resetting it.
Okay.
So what do you want to tilt down?
Here, I'll tilt this down just so that...
Okay, well, if you want to tilt that down, then you got to actually change this.
There you go. No, you're good. You're good.
Okay, there we go.
We're fine.
All right.
See, now we got more of us. This is fantastic. How come you have a better mic than me?
Because I'm Sterling Scott.
Mm.
That's a good way to start things. This is another episode of the Comedy Reject Podcast brought to you by still me. I miss you, Matt Olix, my producer. So as you guys can see, I took a little bit of a hiatus because it was Christmas. And I'll be honest, I just didn't really feel like doing anything. And I have a very special guest on the show with me, the People's Champ. The man, the myth, the legend, Sonny Dhaliwal. Go ahead, Sonny. Go ahead. Hi.
I know. I feel bad. I'm not Sterling Scott. I don't get a dope mic.
I mean, a lot of people feel like they're not Sterling Scott. It's a regular feeling.
How are you going to disrespect me before the podcast starts?
Well,
and then give me a great intro.
Because, like, first of all, I call you affectionately the People's Champ, but you actually won a very big competition called the People's Champ. Let people break that down for the people, like, because that was a big competition. It was a huge purse, and I love the title People's Champ because you actually had to be chosen by the people.
Yeah, it was a competition where the fans vote, and I was at the point in my career where none of my friends would come to my shows, so I would invite them all, and they're like, "Yeah, no, we know your stuff, like we've seen it." And I'm like, nah, it's a big competition. Like, I want to win. And all these other new comics are bringing all their friends because they're doing stand-up. That's what happens in stand-up is the first, like, 5-10 shows, your friends come out. And then after that, they're like, oh, you're still doing that?
That little comedy thing?
That little thing that you're pursuing your dreams still? And that's it. Then they never come out
again.
Are
you still out there trying to live a dream?
Oh, yeah.
I hope you wake up.
That little cute thing? Yeah. We have bills, Sonny. Pay those. So anyway, none of them came out, but they had this like really good scoring system where you could bring as many people as you wanted, but you had to vote for your top three. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you couldn't just bring 100 people and they just vote for you and then they leave. You had to vote for top three. So even if you didn't bring anybody like I didn't, you could still win the competition. And that's what happened. Mm-hmm. And it was great. But speaking of competitions and winning, I'm just going to take over. Sterling Scott, San Francisco Comedy Festival. Tell us about that.
Well, I think...
Because you called me right after and told me the craziest story.
Ah, okay. So I don't know. I think some of my listeners have already heard this story.
My listeners have not.
I have not. Yeah, yeah. You've got 15. I got 4. 5! Yeah, baby. High five, people. Loves you. Stay with me. This is going to be a good time. So here's the story. If you guys haven't already heard it, this is the story of I am the 2000. I'm the current champion of the biggest comedy competition in North America. That's the San Francisco Comedy Competition.
Yes, sir.
And when I was battling it out on the final night, I was in first place by 0.5 points. And in the scoring system, everybody was out. Like, nobody could beat me anymore except one person, and they got the bullet. Now, the bullet in comedy is the worst position to get. If you get number one, right, the crowd is not warmed up, you're going to have the worst reaction. The only person in contention still point-wise to me had to win, and I had to come last and in order for them to win. So it's a long shot. But, you know, I'm still nervous because I've lost this competition twice in the finals. So the show happens, and at the end of the night, they announce me in second place by 1/100th of a point. And they announce the girl who went first as the champion of the San Francisco Comedy Competition. And I was super depressed because I was like, what do you want from me, Lord? Like, what do I got to do to fucking finally get some recognition? And so I ran. I stayed on stage. I shook everybody's hand, and then I walked out, and it was in a vineyard. So I walked into the grapes of the vineyard, and I laid in the dirt, and I cried.
Can you picture a black man with a giant afro in a suit, just on sitting in a vineyard with all these grapes in San Francisco? Just in the night.
I was laying down in the dirt, to be honest. And
looking at the stars.
Yes, I was laying down and I cried. And I'll tell you right now, if you're a comedian and you haven't cried in comedy yet, you ain't a professional yet. Have you ever cried?
Yes.
Because of comedy?
I went.
I cried as a grown man in 2019, laying in the dirt. I cried. I'm not gonna lie. I was crying, and then I woke up.
I'll tell you my crying story after this.
Okay.
Because you're not done.
Yeah. So then I cried in the dirt because I was like, I was winning the whole competition. I'm a 3-time finalist, which is I'm the
not
only
one,
Canadian.
Not two.
I'm the only Canadian in the history, the 45-year history, to be a 3-time finalist 3 times in a row. And so it's never happened before. I was like, what? I guess I'm not a good comedian. What's
and he never won. Always a bridesmaid, never a bride.
Thank you. Right? And so I dust myself off and I say.
Literally, because he was in the dirt.
In the dirt. Yes. And this is something that I live by. I say, take your wins with the same respect that you take your losses. That's a very important thing, man. You got to win with the same respect that you lose. So I said, I'm being disrespectful. This girl won. I'm going to dust myself off, wipe my tears. Don't let them see you cry. You know, I actually said that. Nice. I said, don't let them see you cry,
by the way,
Sterling.
I don't live by that motto.
Oh, I do.
I take my wins, but not the way I take my losses. If I lose, go fuck yourself. Fuck, I have to shake your hand for it. You won. You get a trophy.
I
don't need my hands.
So
also,
I,
it's a pandemic. Don't touch me.
No, it wasn't. It was 2019.
I know. I'm saying right now.
Okay, cool.
If I lose right now, I ain't touching you.
Okay, well, it was not a pandemic, so I dust myself off, and I walked to where the after party was. And as I got there, the John Fox, the runner, the producer, the creator of the San Francisco Comedy Competition, is holding the winner, and she's crying. I'm talking shoulders shaking, hysteric crying. Her mother was there. Her husband was there. Both of them are crying, and I'm thinking they're crying because she won. He looks up and he sees me and he goes, I'm so sorry, you're actually the winner of the San Francisco Comedy Competition. And that's how I found out I won. And the reason why that happened was because the scoring system, the person that was scoring actually confused who the rankings were, and they gave her my position. So I actually came second overall in the night, whereas they had placed me last. And the winner was actually Anthony K. Anthony K is from Modesto. And she came last. And so I won the San Francisco Comedy Competition, and that's how I won it. And I cried in a grape field before I found out. Mm-hmm. And then even when I won, I couldn't even enjoy it. Because it was like, I felt like all the wind was taken out of me because of it. And I didn't even celebrate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just was like, I'm so sorry. I literally found out I won and I go, I'm so sorry. And then I started crying. She's crying. And then we hugging each other. She's crying in my fucking shirt. And all she's saying is, I'm happy that you won, but I don't like how this happened. And you know what I mean? And she's crying. She's like, I didn't want to lose this way. I didn't. She goes, I just wish they just called you the winner. And, you know, I'm sitting there like.
Me too.
I'm like, it's horrible.
Yeah, I
and there was no there was no merrymaking, no celebrating that night. We all went to our bed. And then in the morning, I drove back to Canada.
Yeah, and then you called me.
And then now tell me your story about your time. This is how much we love our craft, though, people, that we will cry
and still
during
do
our career. Yeah, still do the next day.
Danielle, mine looks better because my camera is better.
No, my camera is also further away. We're doing
it. But you have a ring light. It should be better. The
ring light is meant to be for us being
mine's,
this right
mine's,
here.
Mine's propped up by.
You see, this is what it would look like if we were closer. You know what I mean? Okay. Look at that lineup. But like,
I cried. I'll just tell you the one.
Yeah, tell me the story.
Time, the first time.
I've got more than one. Yeah, but like, tell me a good one.
Yeah, here's a good one. Mm-hmm. It was the first time not the first time, but it was a corporate. Now we hate doing corporates.
Mm-hmm.
We only do it for the money. So right away, when you're doing something for the money, especially this, you're going to feel some type of way already. You're going to feel like kind of like a prostitute, which is a great feeling, by the way. So they pay me a lot of money to do this because we don't want to do it. Now, this particular one, they were haggling the price with me a lot, and I don't like it.
I hate haggling.
Yeah, I actually have a manager now. That's how much I hate haggling. I just give them all my business and give them 20% just because I'm like, I don't want to deal with these people. You close the deal, you get 20% of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I just don't want to hear them. So they're going back and forth. And finally, we agree on a price. Half of what was my rate. So right now, I'm feeling terrible.
Yeah.
I get to this place. It's a banquet hall, obviously. All of them are lawyers. Right. So I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I'm looking at their cars and my car in the parking lot. Like, it's.
But tell the people why we don't like banquet halls. They don't understand why a banquet hall is a bad thing.
It's just, it's not a great performance for comedy, or sorry, a venue for comedy. The way, so what banquet halls is like, you're on this like stage, and then there's like a podium and then a giant dance floor in between. So they're all far away, high ceilings. It's just not appropriate. What was even more terrible about this, no one was sitting down. They were all just standing in a semicircle with me standing there. Mm-hmm. And that's how they wanted it to go down.
So it's how it is. Banquet halls never put chairs on the dance floor.
Yeah.
And the dance floor is always 50 feet away from the stage.
Yeah.
And you got to.
And they don't even.
Comedy doesn't travel, people. Comedy doesn't travel.
And at this point, this one, they don't even want to give me the stage. They're just like, well, we'll just do it here on like a wireless mic. So, okay, this is stupid. Now, again, I'm already pissed off that they didn't give me my rate. Two, and they haggled the price. Two, then figuring out what they probably spent on this is like, you know, astronomical.
The sound system costs more than you.
Exactly, compared to my rate. So this is stupid. And I am the only form of entertainment. If I'm not there, they're just drinking and talking to each other and then going home, which they could have done in Sterling's house. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a great place to do that. It's fantastic.
This is a very fantastic place to come.
We're in your studio right now.
Yeah, like, this is... If you ever are my friend and you come to my house, one of the best things is that my house is set up to chill. It's like, you're just supposed to relax.
Last night,
mm-hmm.
I ate beef patties while watching rap battles with Sterling.
Till like 4 a.m.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
I loved it. Okay, so so now I'm already upset. This dude is now talking about how amazing their quarter was in this law firm. About how they killed it, how they crushed it. This is like a Christmas party, by the way. How next year is going to be even better with everybody that got on retainer. This is fantastic. And then he turns and looks at me. He's like, all right, now this guy... who thinks he's Russell Peters is going to say some stuff and hands me the mic. That's my intro. So I do the set, right? They pay me my money, and I go above and beyond, by the way. They all loved it. And I get my money. I go sit in my Honda Civic, and I'm like, if I'm thinking this is my life. Like, from now on, this is what I do, and I don't want to do it.
Sad clown.
Yo.
Fat clown, I got that. Yeah. I've done that. You know what? I did that one time, man. Wait, and then you cried in the car? Did you cry in the car?
You going to cry in the car? I cried in the car.
Yeah, you go cry.
I put some Drake on. I put some Drake on, and I pretended he was the girl he was talking about was comedy, and I just cried in the car, bro.
Yo, crying in comedy is one of the things that when you're going through it, it's painful. Mm. But then the next day, you're like, did I just cry in the car?
You know what? It's painful, but like, it's kind of freeing.
It is freeing.
Yeah.
It is freeing. Because like I love what I do. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm so passionate about stand-up comedy. But people don't give comedy the respect. They think it's easy. And they don't think it's like a real art form.
Right.
They don't think it's a job. They think it's like it's a hobby. And the thing about a good comedian is a great comedian makes comedy look so easy you think you can do it.
Yes.
But the reality is, like, there's so much that goes into it in the thought process. What's going through my head when I'm on stage? It's like, I'm never just performing. I'm not just saying the jokes. I'm like, how many people are in the room? How big is the room? How many women? How many men? How many couples? What's the ethnicity?
This is while you're talking.
Yeah, as I'm talking, yeah, this is what's going through my head. How big is the ceiling?
We're on autopilot.
How tight is the people?
We're talking because we've done it a bunch. But our brains are actually like, hey, that guy just walked in. Huh, he looks like Ron Jeremy. Mm-hmm. Make a porno joke after that.
Here we go. Hit him up. Call him while he's late. All right, black person that's late. Not a surprise, but let's make fun of it anyways. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we will... go through all of those things.
Indian guy, blonde hair. That's a bad look.
He's my cousin now. But like, we do all of that. And so when you feel it's like a relationship, like it's literally, I have a relationship with comedy. Yeah. And whenever we have fights, they're so painful that because you feel like a part of you is going to leave. Because if comedy ever becomes
safe in that relationship.
Yeah. Like, if it's unstable and it's like, I'm giving you everything and you're giving me nothing back. And then at some point you start feeling to yourself like, and anybody who's been in a long-term relationship has felt this. When you break up, the first thing you say is, I wasted all those years of my life.
Ooh.
And comedy, I've given 13 years of my life to stand-up comedy. And so while I was lying in that grape field, best believe I was crying. Like, I just gave you 13 years. I was like Mary J. Blige. I was like, 11 years of sacrifice, and you can leave me at the drop of a dime. You know, that's how I feel. Swallowed my tears, stood by your side, and you can, I should have left your ass 1,000 times. Oh, I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry. But I was crying like a motherfucker.
I like that you compared it to almost a abusive relationship.
But that's what it feels like.
Because when comedy gives you that much, you're like, you don't know comedy like I know comedy.
You get one festival, and you be like, don't you talk about comedy
It gives you a crumb, and it's like, you know what? I had comedy all wrong.
You know what I'm saying?
Comedy's like, pretty great.
You ever have that moment where you're like, I hate this motherfucker, and then all of a sudden they be like, oh, you just got a $3,000 corporate gig, and you're like, man, don't you talk about comedy like that? Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm gonna be here forever.
and then right back to a travel lodge in Trail, BC. You know,
like, oh my God! One time I stayed at a motor lodge. I stayed at a motor lodge one time. It wasn't even, this motor lodge was so bad that they gave us the address for the hotel next to it. And then when we got to the hotel, they were like, yeah, no, you're staying next door. That's how nasty the place was. It was horrible, man.
All right. Well, we should say this. We are doing a New Year's Eve show.
Oh, shit. Yes. We didn't even plug it.
We didn't even begin that. Yeah, we are doing a New Year's Eve show. We'll keep plugging it.
Yeah. Throughout. But, like, we got caught up because we were talking about, this is what it's like when me and Sonny hang out.
Yeah.
Right? Because, like, as soon as we sit down, the conversation goes and it's fucking all over
the
place.
You know what? It goes where it needs to go.
And right now, it needs to go towards promoting this goddamn show.
Yeah. Okay. So, it's a Zoom show and there's only 100 links. And I think we're down to 50 now. So, if you want the link, you got to DM one of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's suggested price is $20, but it's pay what you can.
Yeah.
All right. We know the pandemic.
It's rough sometimes,
man. So if you can't pay the 20, don't worry. Pay what you can. Pay what you feel.
And come get these laughs.
Get these laughs. And if you are watching with somebody else, or you feel like, you know what, I got some means and you want to give us more, hey, we'll take it, because all the proceeds goes to us paying our mortgage.
Yo, honestly, on the real, yo, I lost 99% of my income.
We were going to do a show.
Oh, tell them that.
We were doing a show for
Show O's
in all of December. Like, mm-hmm. It was just me and Sterling co-featuring, doing all these shows.
Yep. Beautiful places across Canada, too.
Amazing. In Kelowna, we had 5 shows. In Edmonton, we had, like, what, 3 to 5?
3 lockdown for sure.
We're working on more. Then it was going to be Christmas. Right, so we're with our families, and then Sterling and I were going to be in White Rock.
Yeah, we had our New Year's Eve show canceled too.
Yeah,
three shows that we had New Year's Eve canceled.
Yeah, done because of the.
That's a lot of money.
But the thing is, we still wanted to hang out with each other, so we made this. We made this happen for y'all.
Yeah, so we took the money out of our own pockets. Hey, I love that.
Can I get some love? My live.
I love my people. Hey, man.
Throw up those hearts.
For my new people that just joined in, we are actually recording a live episode of the Comedy Reject podcast right now.
So close, so far.
And so the beautiful thing about this is that the Comedy Reject for all the...
We got some hearts over here.
There we go.
There we go.
The regular listeners of the Comedy Reject podcast, you know who you are. We call them the Dedicated 40 because I only have 40 listeners on my podcast. In fact, I see one of them just was in for a minute. Mia, what's good? Nothing but love for you. Yo, she actually went through and listened to every single episode and then messaged me with quotes from the actual episodes. And I was like, God damn, I thought she just knew me really well.
I'm not going to lie, Mia, you sound like a fucking stalker. That is some troubling stuff.
Well, no, I actually know her. I actually know her, though.
Yeah. Bet you she knows you way better than you know her. She listened to all your podcasts with quotes. Golly.
Listen, the Dedicated 40 are the best people on the fucking planet. Because when I tell you, I started out with like 85 listeners on the first podcast, and then it dropped all the way down to 40.
Mm-hmm.
And the 40.
Yeah, Mia killed 40 of them.
They come in every fucking week and they listen and then they message me. They message me. And honestly, my Dedicated 40, I say it to you guys every podcast. I do this for y'all motherfuckers because y'all keep fucking with me. And until you guys stop coming out, I'm going to keep recording the podcast. Hell, well, yeah. Anyways, yeah. Back to the show that we're doing New Year's Eve.
Link, all right? We DM us for the link.
No matter where you are in the world.
Wherever.
Now you can watch us live.
All right, if you're in Alberta.
Slide in my DMs.
The show is 7 to 9. If you're in Vancouver, in BC, it is, or in the West Pacific time zone, I mean, 6 to 8. So you guys can still watch the show and have your New Year's Eve plans, right, of crying in the corner.
Mia's here. Mia's watching the live, and you just call her a stalker?
Yeah, I stand by it.
Kill his ass.
Mia, please don't. I don't want these problems. And then if you're in the Eastern Standard Time Zone, right, EST, it is 9 to 11. It is 9 to 11. So
you're not going to have to worry about missing the countdown no matter where you are in Canada.
DM us. Get the link while you still can because once it's gone, it's gone. We have 100 links. Yeah. And that's it.
And I'm looking forward to the show.
I am too.
Because it's more than just a stand-up comedy show.
It's okay. It's a talk show. Mm-hmm. There's going to be some interviews. Mm-hmm. There's going to be us doing stand-up. You already know that, right? There's going to be a rap battle,
that's
folks.
Right.
And Sterling has some surprises. He's thinking about raffles and prizes and stuff.
All kinds of shit. I'm going to give away things.
We won't know. You won't know until you log in on that link on December 31st.
This will be the funniest Zoom comedy show you've ever seen. I promise you.
Ever, ever?
Ever, ever.
Ever, ever.
Ever, ever.
All right.
Now,
question for you. Question for you.
Okay, what's up?
Do you cheers water?
Yes.
Okay. Because there's some people out there that don't cheers water.
Okay, here's why I'll cheers water. First of all, I don't drink it.
You have to drink after cheers.
Because here's the thing. I am a former raging alcoholic.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little bit light on the former.
I mean, I still dabble. Yeah. If anybody, I still dabble. But like, you know what I mean? And I'm like, real alcoholic.
A lot of flame emojis for that alcoholism. I like it.
But like, here's the thing. When you are a real drinker,
yes,
and you hear somebody say, I gotta take a break, you go, yeah, you should. Mm-hmm. Because you know that they've woken up in places that they had no intentions of being.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And so it's like,
you were just talking about,
yeah, I woke up in an alley in Chase, BC. That's a true story.
May I tell you why I took a break drinking?
A sabbatical? Sure.
A short sabbatical? Here's what happened. I knew I needed the break when this happened. I was at my friend's place. We're drinking. We're having a good time. It's his place. So I turn and I say, hey, man, do you have some more of that rye that I've been drinking? Mm-hmm. And he goes, bro, I'm out, but I got some rum. So I go, hey, rum's fine. Anything brown, that's what I'm drinking.
It's going down.
It's going down. Anything brown, put it in my mouth. He opens up his cupboard and he goes, oh, vodka. And I'm like, yep, that's... whatever I just said, fuck that. And then he looked at me and he goes, I could have said anything. I'm like, brother, you could have said gasoline. And I would have been like, is this unleaded?
You know what? I'm not even going to ask.
You know what? Yeah, as long as it has Tecron. You know what I mean?
What's in my cup stays in my cup. Yeah. What's in my cup stays in my cup. Yeah, no, but like, I dabble in it. And so when somebody says, I'm taking a break, it's because you have gone to that crazy place. Casual drinkers who think they're alcoholics are people who are like, yo, this one time I got fucked up on the weekend. And we're like, your stories about what you do on the weekend one time are our warm-up stories that we do on a Tuesday.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you haven't woken up and you've been like, well, I don't know where I am, and you don't know what to do, then you haven't woken up drunk enough times in the wrong place.
Bro,
you're supposed to check your surroundings. Yeah. First of all, check. Do you have your cell phone, wallet? Because those things go away when you get drunk. You check all the things that you're supposed to have. Then you say, where am I? And if you can't, I once woke up in a room that was, it was in a hotel room, and I didn't know it was a hotel room, and it had no discerning patterns or anything, and there was no phone number in the phone to say where I was. So I looked out the window and I started calling the numbers of the shops across the street and being like, what city is this?
If you haven't woke up in a place where you don't know where you are and then gone right back to sleep, you haven't been drunk enough.
Yeah.
Like I've done that where I woke up and I'm like,
again?
Well, where is this? I don't know. I'm still too tired, man. I went back to sleep. Shout out to Marito. What up, buddy? And then another.
Armorito, as in Marito Marito?
Marito.
Ay!
He's in the building.
Hermano. Hola, ¿cómo está?
Yeah. Todd Ness, what up? What up, Todd?
What? We got Todd Ness.
We got Todd Ness here. But yo, check this out. Hold on.
Okay, go ahead.
Another, because I have this similar story. I woke up, I didn't know where I was, and then I went right into the kitchen and got an old bill that they had. Called my little sister and said, "Hey, put this in your phone and come and get me. I don't know where I am."
Yeah.
Yeah, and she saved my life.
So and that's there. and that's a thing, man. And so like when you say cheers me with water, I respect your journey.
Yeah, yeah.
However, I'm drinking tequila. So this right here with this fucking reindeer on the front, all right, for y'all to see, this is some badass fucking tequila. Like this is I drink this shit straight. And you got your feelings, I got mine.
No, it's good. Like it's better than like bottom shelf.
Most of the trash. Oh my god, you said bottom shelf.
I'm just saying it is better than bottom shelf. Say I'm lying.
I mean, of course it's better than bottom shelf.
That's all I'm saying.
All I'm saying is I'll drink bottom shelf. Where's that shelf? I'm getting on my knees. It's at the bottom. I gotta get down there.
We still talking about tequila?
I mean,
where's bottom shelf? Get on your knees.
I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
But like,
but Edmonton brings that out of you, I think. Like when you're in Edmonton, like when I'm here, I went outside. It is too cold. Like you got to drink.
I mean, now I moved into smoking weed. Now I smoke weed heavy now.
Yeah.
And it's curbed my alcoholism. That's why I say former alcoholic.
Only reason I bring up the cheersing water thing is, you know, some people don't cheers water because they think it's bad luck.
I think it's bad luck when you cheers and don't drink after. Mm-hmm. That's what I do.
I always wonder, like, do you guys believe in science? And they should say yes. And when they do, I go, okay, so 100% science, but if you cheers me with water, like, you're going to die going home. Like, that makes no sense to me. That makes no sense. Like, what are you talking about?
100%. If you cheers me, you're going to die. That's actually pretty hilarious. That's hilarious. Because that's
now,
true.
Here's the thing. If they say, I don't believe in science, then I'm like, okay, then do not cheers me. Mm. Then I get it. There's some powers at work that you are not sure of, and you don't understand how they work.
We were talking about how comedy is like a relationship. I find a lot of comedians.
Hey, everybody that's on Sterling's stream, you might want to come over here. The reviews are in. Sterling's phone is a potato. It's much clearer on this stream. I agree.
You know what? It's all good. Tell them. You know what? It's all good. Everybody on my stream, there's only seven of you. go over to Sunny's page. What is your page?
At Sunny D Comedy.
Spell it for them because they know.
SunnyD Comedy.
There you go.
Yeah.
SunnyD Comedy. Go there. But I know how you guys don't like the way that it's looking on mine.
Right.
And I'm telling you, the only reason why it is looking bad on mine is because of the distance that we're at.
I don't buy it.
I'm telling you right now, man. No, we're far away. We're 6 feet away from my camera, and we're right here in yours.
And we're supposed to be 6 feet away.
I mean, they don't know the distance between us.
First of all, there is no distance between us.
I know. No matter what happens.
Yin to my yang.
Ain't no high enough. Ain't no river far enough to keep
ain't
me
no
away from you.
Ain't no valley low enough.
You know what I mean? To keep me from getting to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
Anyways, do you have a problem with me smoking weed?
You did it in my face, and that's why I slept for 12 hours.
I mean, that's kind of how I live.
I love it.
Anyways.
I don't smoke weed because I'm a better person than probably everybody in my life right now. But I'll tell you this. I woke up and my back didn't hurt. I understand why y'all do it. It's great.
Mm-hmm,
I felt relaxed.
Smoking weed takes the give a fuck factor out of a lot of things for me.
Talk to him.
And I have a lot of, I think.
Who the fuck is?
Nigga!
Oh, shit!
This nigga came right in my house!
What? How the fuck
did you get
just,
in the house?
I was a big guy. Yeah.
Yo, hey, okay. Go get a chair. Go get a chair.
Right there.
No, motherfucker, we can't read them.
First of all, yo, how long have you been a Crip? What the fuck is going on? How are you all blue?
So what just happened? What just happened?
Breaking
right
into somebody's
now?
House.
Nobody fucking saw this coming.
In Edmonton.
How did you get in the house? I don't even care. Grab a chair. Let's slide over. That's fucking hilarious. So my friend, and who's also going to be on
the New Year's Eve show.
I got to move this back. Also going to be on the show here with me is the one and only B-Eazy. That's hilarious. I really don't know how you got in the house, though. I live in a condo that you have to fucking buzz in, okay? You have to buzz in, and you have to get to, you have to come up through locked doors. Yeah. And he got in. Whatever, man. Whatever,
I've been
man.
I've been on this shit for a long ass time, my friend. I'm trying to tell you, bro.
One move to the left a little bit.
No ashtray, huh? All
right. Yeah, could you get the ashtray?
Oh, here, I'll do this.
Oh, my God. That is hilarious. See, now the light. Why is the light getting so dark? It's because I think I'm so far.
It's because I think I'm. I can't believe you did this. I mean, I'm glad. I'm glad you did.
I'm laughing my ass off because I'm sitting there and I go, why do I hear footsteps? Kind of like, you know, Jason, like, ch-ch-ch-ch. I was like, the one time I'm not this close to my guns. Like, what the fuck?
Look at all these new people joining in because they thought this was going to be a fucking B&E. We're about to see something.
Yo, honestly. Okay, get in, dog. Yo, oh my God. So, yo, this is for everybody being like, what the fuck? Let me explain. First off, I have been in isolation by myself for a very long time, and the only person allowed in my house is this motherfucker right here. I don't know how we got in this house right now. I swear to God, I don't know how we got in this house. But he's here now, and you came literally like a weed fiend. Like, I just said, I'm about to smoke some weed, and then you walked in the door.
It's like Snoop Dogg in that one movie. Like,
yeah.
Hey,
well, yo, okay, well, fucking, we got to turn Sonny's camera just a little bit so that people can see you on Sonny's camera as well. All right, yo, tell them that your Instagram handle, who you is, baby.
Yeah, man, get at me. I'm on Instagram, TikTok, and all that. Was it at BEZBuds?
There you go.
That's BEZ with a Z and Buds with a Z. All
right, tell them in the microphone while I like this.
Yeah, like I said, man, that's at BEZBuds, you know what I'm saying? Or just BZ. I think I'm changing my name to BZ right now. That's actually what's going on, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody on TikTok's been calling me BEZBuds, and it kind of rolls off a little easier than BEZ. So that's what it is. Shout out to All Things Pan, you know what I'm saying? I seen Danielle watching. Yeah, big up. You know what I mean? I don't know where she's here or there now, but, you know, wherever you're at, we smoke them all for you.
Danielle's the other person that is allowed to come and visit. I don't have a lot of people that visit my ass. Yeah. But this is hilarious. This turned into a fucking situation that I did not expect. Yeah, we definitely need to put it up there now. We're now just adjusting the cameras again. Yeah, we're recording live right now. Like, this is what I'm...
I was watching you from your parking lot.
Oh, shit.
And I was sending messages. Like, I was like, man, fuck that tequila y'all talking about. Let me in.
Oh, what are you saying? Let me in?
Yeah,
I did not know. Yeah. Like, look, man, I'm telling you. Like, all I'm seeing is people writing shit, and so we talking.
Mm. I think that's good. Damn. She got real smoky real fast. Yeah,
that's how it gets real. That's how it gets in the life.
Yo, just put it on y'all, too. I'm gonna slide in the back. Pause.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm gonna get a stool.
You said slide in the back. Pause.
Yeah,
okay, yo, can I open up this window?
Yeah.
Golly.
Yo, B will pass out if we don't. This motherfucker is just like you, B. Okay, I'll move my chair forward so that.
There you go. So we can be out here, you know what I'm saying? No, you're right in the middle now.
There we go.
No,
I'll just do this. I'll do this. Here we go.
As soon as we start smoking the weed, here goes Sonny talking about, can I open the window? Still not smoking weed, huh?
You can open the window. We gonna smoke this indo.
So the day I met Sonny.
Fuck. Hold on. Okay, huh? Did your big ass just say, add me on TikTok? I'm over there trying to find a box so I can like put the phone higher, and then I just hear this guy, yeah, add me on TikTok. You are too old and too big to be on fucking TikTok.
You look like TikTok nightmare. Like,
yeah. Okay. All right. So you were saying.
Oh, the day I met Sonny got so damn high, and it's hilarious because he don't even smoke weed. We was at a weed show.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay,
go ahead. Go ahead and say it.
I was high as fuck. All I remember is that you was high and you didn't want to be.
All right.
And I thought it was hilarious.
Sterling does these secret weed shows, where you're in a basement and the best shows ever. But you're in a basement and everybody in there is smoking weed. You can just light it up indoors, mm-hmm. And I am closing up the show, and so I like watching comedy. So I'm sitting there just watching this comedy, And I'm like, you know, like halfway in, I was like, oh man, I think I'm getting high. Like, I'm just breathing in this air. I think I'm getting fucked up.
Here I am, a piece of shit. I'm fucking smoking the weed and blowing in his face. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. People
like
were, yeah.
Right now.
Yo,
like I am right now.
You guys remember this show. So,
the people that are watching
yeah,
the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So this is happening, and there's not one show. There's two shows. So I do the show, and I'm like feeling high. And then by the second show, I'm fucked up, super high, just from the contact. And yeah, and that was I don't like it.
But we had a good ass time.
Yeah, yeah.
Why don't you like being high?
So some people can like survive on weed. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I have a friend that like gets more focused. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I can't do.
I'm not
anything.
That friend.
I can't do anything. Like I can't do one thing. If me and you are watching rap battles, right? While having a conversation like we were last night, mm-hmm. I can't focus on the conversation or the rap. Like, I am just focusing on my breathing and my swallowing saliva pause and or eating. Like, this, I can't do anything. This one little thing, breathing is hard enough, is what I'm trying to say.
See, like, here's the thing. Weed shuts off the circus in my brain. Like, it's a nonstop noise in my head. And,
right.
Like, people would be like, oh, it must be great to be creative. And I go, I think this is how I knew that on the Joe Rogan podcast, they had the dude, the Tesla dude. What's his name again?
Elon Musk.
So he goes to Elon Musk. He goes, it must be amazing to be that brilliant. And he goes, that's because you don't ever have to deal with stop thinking.
Mm.
Like, he's like, you can't shut it off. Like, right. It's a nonstop. Like, you could just be, like, sitting down, and then you'd be like, well, sitting down. What about sitting down? And then you're like, oh, I'm going to lay down. And then you lay down, and it's just this nonstop do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do going on in your head. And weed makes that fucking circus go into just whatever I'm doing right now.
That's what
is the main focus now.
Right.
And I'm like, cool. I'm watching this movie. I'm watching this movie. And if I'm fucking talking to you, I'm talking to you. And if you ask me about is something that's stressful, I'll be like, why do we care about that?
Right. Like, yo, my boy Desmond, he's in this chat. He's going to be watching. He got his link. Remember to get your link. He got our link, so he's going to be watching all of us.
Oh, shit.
Desmond is a Rasta. Mm. He just said major facts.
Yeah.
Here's where it's different for me than Danielle and Desmond and whomever agrees with this guy when he says that. There is no circus in my head. Right now, I'm focused on this, and sure, my mind wanders, mm-hmm. right? But it's my job. My mind does the job when it's supposed to do the job, and so when I'm on weed, it's too singular, right? I'm just focused on breathing. That's all I'm doing.
The only time I focus on breathing is when I inhale.
Boo! that won't happen on Thursday. That joke is out.
Who said that was a joke? No, fucking, that's reality.
No, no, no. You know why it was a joke? Because you took a breath in and then you smiled. You one of those.
Because I'm smoking weed. Like, that's why I said to you when you were like, I'm not drinking. I was like, that's okay. I'm smoking. Smoking weed is the one activity I don't need you to do it with me.
Mm.
I don't give a fuck.
No, but like
if you're a drinker. And if I'm drinking, I want you to drink with me.
Right. If it's
but if I'm smoking weed, I don't want nobody to smoke on my joint.
But
smoke your shit, drink your shit, leave my shit alone.
But yo, but like drinking, like yeah, I'm not gonna drink alone. But if me and you are drinking, I don't need Sterling to drink.
But that's you still need somebody.
No, that's what I'm saying. But like I don't need. There's some people that do need it, right? Like they need everybody to mm-hmm. be on their level. And it's just like, yo, like it's your birthday. Why do I have to be drunk for you to have a good time on your birthday?
But when you're high, you accept everyone's level.
Mm.
You just are like, yeah. And then when someone's level is too intense, you don't get mad at them. You just go, that's not my energy. I'm going to go over here.
Right,
and that's why you'll see people who smoke weed and they're quiet and they go, are you upset? And they're like, no, I'm enjoying the moment.
Yo,
I don't need to fucking
that's true.
Be a part of everything that's happening.
That's
I'm
true.
Just witnessing it the same way a person watches
that's
art.
True. That's true. I did mushrooms and
We go do mushrooms.
Yeah, I was doing.
We're gonna do mushrooms together.
I was microdosing at this time, but I was just chilling. I was having a great time, and everybody else in the party was drinking. And that I have not been more bothered by people until like up until that point, because everybody was like, "Yo, you okay? I feel like you're upset." It's like, I'm having the best time, and I need you to please leave me alone. Question: we're talking about weed, edibles. Does anybody have an edible story? Let me tell you my edible story, because you're smoking the weed, right? I'm respecting your weed right now, and I'll tell you my edible story. Similar situation that happened at Sterling's room, but this was before this. I moved to Toronto, and one of the first shows I do is a weed show, and sure enough, everybody's smoking. And when you do the show, they give you an edible cookie, right? And they said, Sonny, like. You get this cookie. And I go, oh, thank you. But I,
you get a cookie.
And then I said, thank you, but I don't do the weed. And she goes, I know, because you just said the weed. I'm aware. So I said, okay. So I said, thank you. And then I go sit down. And then I realized, hey, everybody's smoking. I might get high. I didn't. I was in the back of the room, so I was safe. But I text my friend who does the weed. And I ask him, I'm like, hey, bro, I'm thinking about doing an edible, like a cookie. Like, what do you think? He goes, yo, bro, do it. So I'm like, okay. So I go up there. I go, actually, I will take you up on that offer, and I'll do that cookie. She gives me the cookie. She turns around, does some other things. Turns back around. She goes, did you just eat the whole thing? And I go, yeah, it's a cookie. Who the fuck eats half a cookie and then puts it in their backpack for later? Like, who the fuck does that? It was so stupid. Then... She goes.
You got any milk, bitch? Yeah, why are you asking me about this cookie?
About? You gave me a cookie. What am I not gonna eat it? I told you I'm gonna eat it. Yo, she goes. This is what freaked me out. She goes, you know what? There wasn't, and you've never done weed. I go, no. She goes, there wasn't that much weed. You should be fine. I said, I should be fine. I don't like that should. Right after that, I'm telling you. Right after that, my phone vibrates. I take my phone out. It's my friend. Just don't eat the whole thing. I'm out. I am out. I leave. I go back to my condo. My friend is there.
Oh shit.
Because I told him, I'm like, I need you. We get there. My entire apartment is as big as the room we're in, this studio.
The one downtown?
Yeah.
Yeah, I went to that one. It was small as shit.
Yeah, thank you.
I mean, you're not there.
I mean, I mean.
I didn't say it when you were there.
Yeah, you know, you didn't.
I sat in the kitchen, put my foot up in the living room.
Exactly. You know, right? So I'm in the kitchen, and I am so high at this point, I don't know where I am. I'm in my place. I'm like, oh, my God, where's Darshan? And he's like, I'm right here. And he's in the living room. I'm in the kitchen. So we're basically this far apart. I'm like, where's Darshan? He's like, I'm right here. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And then I pass out. That was it. I thought I was going to die, and now I understand why white people do edibles, because you have the thrill, right? Like me being – who I am, it's thrill enough.
Oh, no, nah, mine wasn't like that. Okay, mine was I was in Seattle.
Okay.
And I was doing the comedy show with some cool-ass people. And in Seattle, weed was recreational before Canada made it legal. And they were selling edibles in the stores. And this one lady was like, hey, we got some free samples. Because what happens is in the weed market back in the day, drug dealers just used to go to weed stores and say, these are my edibles. Do you want to start buying from me? And so they would leave free samples. And so the lady was like, hey, we got these free samples. Y'all is funny. Do you want to try one? And it was a fudge pop. It was 200 milligrams of THC. And this is when I first started fucking with edibles. And I ate the whole fudge pop and then was like, I guess I'll have a buzz on the way to the airport. Yeah. You ever be so high that your eyes are open and you can see, but your body don't move? Like, you just like, this is happening, but I've got, like, it's almost like an out-of-body experience. And then my boy's like, we got to go to the airport. I was like, no, they're going to know I'm high. I'm going to jail. And so I'm standing in line waiting to cross the border. And I'm like, is it illegal to be this high? Is it illegal to be this high? Like, I don't have the edibles, but if they go inside of me, I literally said that, if they go inside of me,
pause.
They're going to find it. No, there's no pause.
Oh,
they would have gone inside of me the way I don't want to. They would have been in my no-no zones. I would have to touch on a teddy bear where they touched me.
Right.
That was that paranoid. And I'm going through the line paranoid because I'm like, I got to take my shoes off. And I'm like, I'm so high. I'm like, don't fall down. You know when you ever be so fucked up, your sober side is talking to your fucked up side? Like, stop it. Behave yourself. Listen, we're going to take our shoes off. We're going to take our shoes off. We're not going to fall. It's not funny. We're not going to fall. Okay? 1 foot in front. Why are you singing? Shut up. Don't fucking sing. But I got to take these shoes off. They're looking at me. I don't know how to handle this. Those are all the things that was going through my head. And I take my shoes off. I put it in the tray. And I look the guy in the eye like, all right, here's where I go to jail. And he's like, you can go now. And I was like, oh, you're so bad at your job. And then I get I walked through the metal detector, collected my shit, and I fucking boogied out. And then I fell asleep in front of my fucking the place where you're supposed to catch the flight, wherever they call that, though.
The gate?
The gate. I fell asleep in front of my gate, and the woman just happened to be like, sir, are you on this flight? And I woke up. I was like, what? I didn't know. She goes, sir, this flight is boarded. And I'm like, oh, my bad. She's like, are you Sterling Scott? I was like, she knows I'm high. And she was like, Sterling Scott, we've been buzzing you. The flight's boarded. Let's go. And I got on the flight and came back to Canada.
That'd be dope. You know what? My big ass ego would have been like, oh, you a fan? Arky, you still on this live? Arky said Sterling smoking that raw paper. Arky was there when I did the edible for the first time. He was also in the condo.
Oh shit.
Yeah, and he's also a big marijuana connoisseur, so he kind of helped me with it. But then I just went to sleep. Arky, you still here? Send me an emoji if you're still here.
I only got two people. Oh, look who's in the building on mine. I don't know if he's still in there.
Ooh.
BC, the boss. There's a few people in my life who are like like yourself. B, like, you know, you guys are like family. Yeah. I don't know if he's still in there. But if he is, fucking BC. BC is like my older responsible brother.
Have I met BC then?
Yeah.
What up, BC?
That's Joel.
Oh.
Yeah. But like,
he's
from BC originally.
Yeah. We don't do governments.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
That's
yeah.
This one over here.
Yeah.
Joel don't give a fuck. He works a day job. He's a right. fucking, you yeah. know what I mean?
He's an
electrician.
He's a citizen.
Yeah, like, he pays taxes on time. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's a good dude.
The fact that he pays taxes is good enough for me.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't need that on time shit. I have a penalty, man. Live a little.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta be a little wild. And so, is that? No, I thought it was. No, is it? No, I thought that was my uncle. I thought I saw Eno's Limited, and I was like, "Oh, that's my Uncle Tony." I got wild family members. Yo, B.
I'll tell you this. So speaking of drugs and like edibles and shit, this is one time I was in Edmonton, and I was with Sterling. Obviously, Sterling comes to the show. I get off stage, and Sterling is in where the comics sit, and he's lounging, and I go, "Hey, man, I'm about to hit a club up." And he goes, Sterling, this guy says this. I'm not trying to drink, though, as much. Like, that's what that means. When Sterling says, I'm not drinking, that means he's going to have, like, six.
Yeah.
Right? That's what.
Just get the engine started.
So I go, hey, I'm going to do Molly. As soon as I said that, Sterling goes, bro, I'm with that. Like, I'm good. And so Sterling goes, where are you going? I tell him. And he goes, all right, I'm going to go drop my car off if we're going to do Molly. I'll meet you at the club. I said, yo, that's perfect. So I go to the club. I get inside. I'm like, all right, I'm going to take this. And then, Sterling's going to come in it. And then it's going to be great. So I take it. I go to the bar, grab a drink. As soon as I grab a drink, like, I've already taken it, phone vibrates. It's Sterling. Hey, man, I got home to drop off my car. I'm pretty tired, man. I think I'm going to just chill. Dude doesn't come out. I'm in Edmonton at this club by myself. High on MDMA. It was bad. I was like talking to people that I shouldn't be talking to. If you've never done it, first of all, live a little. Second of all, everything is the greatest thing ever. So I'm smiling. And then I'm like touching people's like neck tattoos. And I'm like, hey, man. Like, I'm like, hey, man, what do you do? And the guy's like, I'm a drug dealer. I'm like, drug dealer? I love rap music. Everything was the best.
Yo, speaking of which, for the people watching right now, if you don't have a link, this is just us having a conversation.
Oh, yeah, true. If you don't have a link.
New Year's Eve comedy countdown.
Only 50 left, about that, 50 something.
Right, and featuring B-Eazy in the back right here, Sonny D, and my stupid face self, Sterling's Jokes. Look how much we've been laughing and having a good time with just talking with us.
And this,
and when we put the Zoom show together.
By the way, the Zoom show is something that we're like preparing and like actually taking our time.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a something special.
We're actually going to put effort into
We're putting effort into this.
I genuinely care about the art.
This is just the what's it called?
This is just us, because I just want to record a podcast and talk shit.
This is the pre-roll.
Yeah, not even. You know what this is like?
This
is two fingers.
This is pre-drinking.
This is two fingers before the dick. You know what I mean? Two fingers, you know what I mean?
No,
foreplay.
I know. Yeah,
it's
obviously. You think I don't foreplay?
I know. I don't think you foreplay.
I don't have time for that.
I think you're too tall.
No.
I think you're too tall.
I don't foreplay just because I don't have the time. You know what I mean? Like, I'm.
What do you mean you don't have
the time? I come fast.
Oh.
That's why you're supposed to.
Foreplay. Yeah.
No.
He's like,
no.
In and out.
Yo, bro, if I foreplay.
You're like an L.A. burger chain. You just in and out.
If I'm fingering you, there's no need for the dick. I got mine. You better have got yours.
This motherfucker said, if I'm fingering you, yeah. I got mine. Yeah. This motherfucker be like.
No, that's not
Ooh,
what
Ooh, that's age 36 years. Like,
yeah. Like I'm a connoisseur of the vagina. What do you got here?
Jesus.
A little Norwegian.
I'd be like, you should see a doctor.
I'm
like, that is a yeast infection from 3 weeks ago. I know that. I think I gave it to you.
Oh. you slept with your bathing suit on.
Splash Mountain. Yeah, don't do that again.
All right, that's enough. This was, you know what? It was like an easy premature ejaculator joke, and then you just went.
Just went.
Y'all took it. Y'all took it too far. You guys made it real. It's not like that. It's not like that.
No, it's not. I'm down to one person on my life, so I don't give a fuck. I got one lonely motherfucker, just like one, and I think it's Sunny.
Who's on live? Throw an emoji on Sterling.
Throw the emoji. Who's the one person left? I want to know who the fuck's still with me. Shit, I think it's
you. And also on my live,
I think it's you.
Hit up anything. What you guys want to talk about, and we'll talk about it.
We don't have much time left for the podcast because we are at 52 minutes.
And that's what I was going to tell Arky. He's like, I don't think you guys need the mics. We need the mic because we're
recording
the podcast. Okay.
We're recording. And it's definitely.
Oh, is that it? That's the person?
Mia. Yeah. Ah!
Of course it's Mia.
Yes.
She's never going to leave. Mia, you are the best. Mia, I take it all back. Mia, you're the greatest.
I don't give a shit, yo. Okay. Don't let him tell you nothing, Mia.
Yeah. Okay. Also, one more time.
Oh, I love you so much right now.
There is a New Year's Eve show that Sterling and I are doing. Be Easy's gonna be there, all right?
Hey, Sonny D's gonna be there.
Sterling S is gonna be there.
See, I didn't rhyme, nah. It didn't rhyme, but you know, we was with it.
Yes, Sterling SC is gonna be there.
You could have said Sterling V, Scott. I don't know. I wouldn't have worked. My name never fucking does well in nicknames.
Only 100 links in total.
Uh-huh.
Right? There's only like 50-something left.
Uh-huh.
Get your link, because after those, they're gone.
And it's pay what you can, people. Like, we suggest $20 because let's just break down the math, okay? If it's $2,000 divided by two, it's $1,000 each that allows me to pay my mortgage. Now, my mortgage is higher than $1,000, but I have a little money. I mean, I can't be drinking and smoking and not have at least a few dollars in my account.
But then we're also talking, like, venue fees and all that stuff. But that
all that bullshit.
Also, I flew here.
Yeah, he flew here.
Come on, man.
We bought a suit today, goddammit. Remember that?
No, you bought a suit.
I did.
I bought a suit.
Me.
I don't got that
me.
Suit money. I got shirt money.
That guy was so good as salesman.
You know why? Here's the thing.
This
we walked in.
Sold me two jackets.
We walked in. Sterling and I walked in.
One of them
in.
I wasn't even allowed to get.
Sterling and I walked in. Literally every single, first of all, they're all white. Listen, I'm not trying to make it into a race thing, but that's just what race they were. They're all white. As soon as we walk in, everybody has to go to the back.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Mind you, I was wearing a bonnet.
You were wearing a bonnet and white Air Force One lows.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I was gangster on the bottom, baby mama on the top.
Yeah. And then one old white dude, bless his soul, just came right up to us. Hey, can I help y'all with anything? I'm just trying to look for a shirt, maybe a bow tie, this and that. And then he's like, yeah.
You know what was
funny?
We
got shirts right here. I go, okay. I try on the shirt. He turns to Sterling. Hey, what do you guys do? Right? We tell him what we do. And he goes to Sterling, hey, you like fancy suits, right? You look like a, you look like a fancy suit man. Judging by your judging by your bonnet, you look like a fancy suit man. We got some fancy suits right here. I come out, the dude has forgot about me. I'm like, I'll take it. He goes, yeah, I'll give a fuck. Take whatever you want. He is fucking ordering shit from different provinces.
He's ordering from, he's like, I'm calling Regina. Province. He's like, I'm on the phone with Regina right now.
Okay, they have the flower suit.
Yes.
In your size.
And the velvet suit.
I look, my fucking shirt is still on the table when I told him I was going to take it.
He's got three now. Now he has three employees running back and forth with suit jackets.
One of which is pregnant.
Yes. And the motherfucker sold me a purple velvet suit and a fucking rose-covered jacket. That is true.
Yes. It's they're both fantastic. One of which
I can't wait to
one
wear.
One of which you're gonna wear, right?
Yeah, I'm actually gonna wear it during
the velvet. The velvet.
If you guys want to see the velvet,
yes,
the
if you
velvet.
See it.
I'll wear the velvet for the show on New Year's Eve. The New Year's Eve countdown. So I see that there's 8 in Sonny's live.
What are you wearing?
I might come butt ass naked, bro. I don't know.
If you wanna see what Beezy dresses in, he might be naked, y'all. You gotta buy that link.
I hope your dick gets frostbite. He's showing up naked.
He's not gonna show up naked. He's gonna get naked on the live.
Okay, fine. That's different. I accept that.
Yeah, man. Come on.
I accept that.
You acting like you've never been naked before.
I mean, I only put pants on for you guys.
First of all, that's you are doing it the wrong way.
Yeah, yo,
we're the only ones that you don't need to put pants on for.
But here's the thing now.
Sterling is not wearing pants, by the way. I try to.
All I got to do is put a shirt on. I don't give a shit. I Donald Duck it. It's my house, baby. here's the thing. Let's put a wrap on this podcast real quick. Uh-huh. Please let everybody know how they can find you because
yes.
I got 40 listeners.
Okay, yeah, and do it into the live. Be easy, 000. You first.
Yeah, they just gave me the bullet just like that. Boom. All right. I'm on everything at Be Easy.
No,
Buds.
No, specify. I want you to say the TikTok again. This guy said everything. Now it's everything. Before it was specifically TikTok.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you.
Hey,
man,
you
16-year-old. I'm trying to
find me on there.
Yeah, listen. If you
16-year-old,
you 16-year-old's gonna be 18 soon, and all the shows are 18 and up. But feel free to come fuck with us. But to give your money up.
Wait, what's this?
I don't want anything with that. I don't want any of that. I don't want any of that.
Trying to get these dollars. I'm trying to talk to you, bro.
They don't have dollars. They have allowances.
Hey, allowances, baby.
They don't have dollars. They have allowances. Fuck. Listen, how funny was that?
His mom was like, "Yo, here's a half a gram." Mushrooms.
There's Matt. That's Matt Olix, the producer, the original producer of the Comedy Reject. Matt, I wish you could produce this set because we have been yelling into the microphones. It's going to be all kinds of fucked up levels.
Matt, we're sending it to you. You got to really fix it.
Oh.
Also, my voice got more hoarse as the show went on because there's a lot of smoke in here. follow me at Sonny D Comedy. You guys already know that. At
follow
Sonny D Comedy.
Me, follow me at Sterling's Jokes and...
At Be Easy Buds.
There you go.
Link, DM. If you are watching this, listening to this, and you don't have your DM, the short bunny, she has it. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. We will see you on New Year's Eve. If you don't have it, DM us. There's only certain 50-something links left.
And 4 people just jumped in to write them.
There
same
you
second.
Go. Get
so
the link.
So you 4 people, go. I know you didn't buy the ticket yet. The same way you laughed with us here, we're going to laugh 100 times harder because this is just us having, literally, we're going to end this podcast and this is what the conversation just looks like in the house.
This is it.
Okay? Except you can see that I'm not
more
wearing pants.
It's going to be less smoke at the venue.
Oh, a lot more. But anyways, but yo, like we said, the fucking people here, slide in our DMs for your link for the New Year's Eve comedy countdown. And please, if you guys want to listen back and enjoy what the hell we've been doing this entire time, this is the Comedy Reject Podcast. You can find it on any major streaming platform. Make sure you guys give this one a listen. I'm uploading it tonight, so it'll be available tomorrow.
Support Sterling's Scott, if you guys are in Edmonton, Alberta. If you're in the whole country, in the world, because he tours. But I'm just saying, anywhere you're at, the Rejects Podcast. It is available
the Comedy Reject.
Comedy Reject.
Yo, send them to some crazy people podcast.
Yo, they're like Sterling sounds different.
Hey, why is he talking about the fucking Helter
Skelter? The Comedy Reject podcast. It's available on all Sterling's
on services. All streaming platforms.
All streaming
so
platform.
Spotify, Apple
I said
Music,
all Sterling
iTunes,
services.
Whatever it is.
Yo,
actually,
I think
yeah.
I'm high. I think you got me
if
high.
If you go to my website, sterlingscottlive.com, it's over there too as well. So make sure you guys all grab a link. Thank you guys so mm-hmm. much for tuning in to the Comedy Reject podcast. This has
See
been a
later.
Crazy ass
See
episode.
Guys
Love
we
you
out.
Guys. Later. We out.